Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. So glad you could join us this week. Really pumped up for today's show because we're talking a lot about fashion and also some about business and personal development. A lot of great tips here for you. Exciting show for sure. Dennis comes on and talks about an accessory that is very little used but can really transcend style and step up your style to a level that you never thought you could even reach. You are about to find out what this accessory is and why you should get it in your repertoire. Also, talking to the CEO founder of Rex Bespoke. What they are is a new company that makes clothing tailored specifically for you. And you're going to find out a little bit more about this clothier in the interview coming up. I can't wait for you to hear this as well. It's always exciting when somebody starts a new company, especially in an industry that I'm passionate about, fashion. And last but not least, we are joined once again by Deborica Russell. She is going to talk about resume myths. There's a lot of resume myths out there, and there's a lot of questions that people have about their resume. Should you put this on it? Should you put that on it? What should be there? What should be excluded? And there's one thing she says that's really going to surprise you. So stay tuned and buckle up. We got a great edition of The Life of a Gentleman headed your way, and it's starting right now.
Hey guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey Dennis, bring the heat.
Welcome guys. Here is another episode of Style Tip of the Week featuring myself, Dennis Styles. Guys, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite trends out right now. I'm using this a lot, so I hope you guys like it. It's called bandana, aka neckerchief look. Here's how it goes, guys. Bandana is something that's been, it's Western, but mixed in with classic pieces, it actually could become a very eye-catching outfit. So let's talk a little bit about that. Some of my favorite bandanas are either silk or cotton. I wish I could show you guys how to tie it properly, but I will probably be making a video on that very soon. Bandanas is something that you should at least have about 5 to 10 mixed in silk or cotton, and should be worn with a suit, dress shirt, or a t-shirt, but preferably just try to dress it up as much as you can because it gives it that little, you know, extra kick to it. You know what I mean, Rich?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, it's a look that you see sometimes. I would say a foreign film type look. You know, this guy is real distinguished. He might be walking around France with a baguette in his hand, you know, or sitting in an art studio. That's the kind of guy that's going to be rocking the neckerchief. Man, I just decided to dive into it. It's something I've admired for a while. You gave me that extra nudge, and I had a couple in my arsenal, and I thought, you know what? Why not? Let's go for it. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah, we featured it on our last trip, guys, to Vegas. Rich has an amazing collection to the point where I told him, man, I gotta have one of these. So I'm definitely gonna be checking out where he get his, because man, you gotta make sure that with a neckerchief and bandana, you don't get them too short. There's gotta be a nice little length to it where you wear it with a nice open dress shirt, nice blazer over it. Maybe a hat, maybe a, you know, flat cap, however you want it. It just goes with everything. Instead of wearing, that's kind of an accessory. It's kind of like a pocket square or a tie. So if you don't want to wear ties, you know what? I don't want to wear ties too stuffy. We're going out of town. It's not so serious. So let's bring that fashionable, you know, Western GQ look to anywhere you go.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I remember when we did link up and we both had the neckerchief look going, man. We were turning heads.
Yeah, nobody has that.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, for those that are still trying to wonder, in their mind exactly how this looks. If anybody is a fan of hip hop at all or pop culture, Tupac used to wear a bandana around his head, right? He'd have it tied up in the front. So basically, that's what we're talking about, and that's how you really roll it up. But the only difference is we're not gonna put it on our head like that and have it right in the middle of our forehead. You put it around your neck. It adds a really nice accent look, especially like Dennis said, without a tie. You don't need to wear a tie if you go into a hot climate. You know, unbutton a couple buttons on your shirt and let that neckerchief show. That's good enough.
Yeah, with a nice pair of dress shoes. It could be actually with a full suit or a mixed match suit. Just picture, let's just say a navy blue suit, Rich, and a green neckerchief or a camo neckerchief or even a silk medium scarf. I mean, that's going to take your outfit to the next level, man.
Oh, it definitely is. And the thing is, people stop and look. And I mean, we were getting stopped left and right. People were giving compliments, shaking our hands. It was almost to the point of embarrassment, you know, for those around us, because we kept getting stopped. And it's simply because of the unusual nature of it. The guys are afraid to step out and do it. But the thing is, everyone likes it, but it takes a level of confidence to do it. So you want to go ahead and try that. Now, Dennis, talk a little bit more about the patterns, because I gave an example of somebody who was famous for wearing on their head, but that pattern is not exactly what we're talking about. You need to go a little bit deeper, so you might have to dig. What kind of patterns are you talking about for these neckerchiefs?
Well, anybody could buy a bandana. Yeah, bandanas are sold at dollar stores for crying. I mean, you can find them anywhere. You could go with those, but you kind of want to step out of that comfort zone and maybe get some polka dot silk bandanas. Me, I want a paisley silk neckerchief.
Yeah,
that bad boy, that's gonna be eye catching right there. So you want to be able to tie that not too high up, a little bit past that first or second button on your dress shirt. It's got to be an open shirt. Now you could just have it, you could actually tuck it in. That's another way to wear it, Rich. Button your shirt collar up and tuck it in, so the only thing that will show is a little knot from the bandana. That's actually a great look too. That could also be worn with a crew neck sweater. So guys, if you have a crew neck sweater, cotton sweater, you could wear your neckerchief underneath the sweater.
Yeah, it's almost like a little ascot, you know.
Exactly.
Without buying the ascot, you can do that. And the thing about these is, you want it to be a little bit loose around your neck. It's not a choker, right, Dennis?
No. I know some women like to wear it a little bit higher, you know, kind of like flight attendants. You don't want to wear it like that.
There, perfect example. Yeah, you're not a flight attendant. You know, you have some style to it. It's got to droop down now.
And it's got to have a kind of a distinguished, rugged look. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is, let me give you an example, Rich. Let's say you're wearing a suit, right?
Got it.
Instead of dress shoes, how about some desert boots? How about some ankle boots? Chelsea boots? One of the pieces of your look has to be a little bit rugged.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And don't over-accessorize with it. If you have the neckerchief, you don't necessarily need a pocket square. Just a lapel pin, something, a metal lapel pin, something like that. Just another little accent piece. But the thing I think that really you have to do is just own the look. And you can't put it on and walk around nervous with your eyes darting back and forth, seeing how people are looking at me. You know, are people noticing this? No, you wear that, own it, make it really stand out.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of goes for everything. So, guys, trust me when I tell you, this look is dynamite, man. This look has been around for a very long time. If you look at some of the top, you know, cities, fashion cities in the world, that's all they wear over there. Don't worry about, you know, what people say or what people think. It's an extensive, amazing look that's going to put you over the top.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great tip, Dennis. I appreciate that one. And let everybody know how they can follow you, check out these looks, and see this in action.
Well, we got some Vegas looks coming up on my page that I'm going to be posting with my partner here, Richard, Life of a Gen. So catch me on Instagram on Dennis_Styles.
All right. We look forward to the tip next week. Would you like to increase your style and enhance your wardrobe the easy way? I have just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel offers a monthly subscription club for gentlemen. What you get is one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. That's right, one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. Use the code SEASON at checkout for $15 off your first month. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman.
Hi, Rich. How are you today?
Ah, doing good. Glad to have you back on the show. We enjoyed the last segment where you told us a lot about how to handle situations with smokers versus non-smokers. Excited to hear what you have for us today.
Okay, well, today I would like to talk about those resume myths. You give me a couple of things that you've heard should be on a resume, and I'll tell you if it's a myth or not.
Ooh, I like that. Well, I'm thinking about when you graduated high school, college, things like that, so people have an idea of your education.
That's kind of like a double-edged sword. If you graduated from college in 72 and you tell me that, you just told me that you're over 40. And if I want someone that's 35, guess who just told me that they didn't fit the age range that I wanted for my position?
Oh, I see how that could work. Now that's a good tip right there. Is it all right if I give you one more?
Of course.
All right, here's another thing I've been thinking about. How about when people put on their entire work history, and that way I can show that I've got a lot of experience in a lot of different fields?
So again, that double-edged sword, it all depends on what industry you're in. So some people see it as a good thing if you've explored. Some people frown upon it. So it all depends on the person that you're speaking to in your interview or the person that's reviewing your resume. But ultimately, unfortunately, you don't know what that person's personal preference is. So I always say resumes are better when they're targeted, when they're concise and they're focused in one direction. So if you're trying to, let's say, get into customer service, you would want to put everything on there about customer service on that one resume. Don't tell me anything else about any other job except customer service so that you can sell yourself that much stronger. I personally know that I don't like to see, I call it the jambalaya approach, where you throw every single job on your resume, and some of them have nothing to do with the position you're applying for. So it kind of leaves me saying, okay, so what are they doing? Or are they really gonna stay at this job because they seem to be job hopping? So it all depends on that person's preference in the management area to whether it can hurt you or help you.
That's another good one. You know, while you were talking, another one popped into my head. I'm really not sure about this one. A friend of mine was looking for a position. He's a graphic designer. And I was just looking over his resume. Not that I'm an expert, but he had on extracurricular activities and hobbies, things that he liked to do. I thought it was a little weird, but I'm not sure.
I would tell you not to do something like that. Your resume is expensive because what you're doing is you're placing everything that you have on these 1 to 2 sheets of paper. So you need to understand whatever you put on this paper needs to be of value. I don't need to know that you play lacrosse because that's not going to tell me whether you can do your job. I don't need to know what kind of books you read because that's not going to tell me if you can do your job. So I always say that they're like wastes of space unless you're a high school student. Now, if you're a high school student and this is your first job, then you may be able to gather those hobbies and turn them into work experience. So for example, if you played a sport in high school, and then that would say team building, that would say conflict management, that would say attention to detail, and that you can handle pressure. And so you could put those things on there, and then when they talk about why you're qualified for the position, you'd say, well, I played football in high school in your extracurricular activity section, and because I played football, I know how to delegate a team. I know how to pull out the best of everyone. So again, it all depends on where you're at in your career and where you need to go to whether or not you would want that on your resume. But if you're talking like a fresh college graduate or someone that's been in the work industry for a while, I would tell you not to put it on your resume.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I like that. And for my last question, this kind of pertains to women, I guess you would say. On your resume, would you put Miss, MS dot, or MRS, Mrs., or things like that? Is that a no-no? How do you feel about that?
The only reason I would tell someone I'm a Miss is if I have a unisex name. And so if my name was Charlie, then I may put Miss or Mrs. so that they know that I'm a woman. But I typically, personally, would never do it. I would just put my name on the resume and let it be what it is. And then I show up and I'm a woman and you're thinking I'm a guy because my name's Charlie. Surprise! I'm not. And the reason why I would say not to put it on there would be because you don't want someone to judge you. Okay, well, she's not married, so we're going to think this about her. Or she is married, so does she have kids? You don't want to give me information I don't need because I don't need that. All I need to know is, again, that you can do the job.
I like these tips. Really appreciate how you come on and just make it so simple. Answer them so quickly. Now, if anybody else has questions and they want to shoot them to you, how can they do that? What's the easiest way?
They can reach me on my company email address. It's Agape, AGAPECCG at yahoo.com. Or they can go on my website at agapeccg.com. And then that way they'd be able to get the information to me and I could just simply respond right back to them.
All right. We appreciate it. Looking forward to your tips next time.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, guys, to The Life of a Gentleman. Today we're talking to somebody who is doing something I'm very interested in, and that's bespoke clothing. You know, we talk a lot about fashion on the show, and so we thought it'd be great to have on somebody who's really in the trenches, living and breathing it every day. This gentleman has started his own brand of bespoke clothing along with three of his friends and associates. Let me welcome to the show Kali from Rex Bespoke. How's it going today?
Going good, man. Thanks for having me, Rich. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, we are glad we could have you on. You know, as I mentioned, you started a brand, Rex Bespoke. It's pretty new. Could you kind of tell us what it is you all do?
Well, we're a custom clothier company. Right now, we're currently in the process of making suits, shirts. We're actually doing shoes as well. We're thinking of expanding within the near future and you know, incorporating things like pocket squares, ties. But for the most part, right now, we're pretty much just focused on the suits, shoes, and the shirts aspect. We're thinking of launching later on this year outerwear, so we're going to be doing overcoats and peacoats and things of that nature.
Man, that's a big undertaking you guys are doing. I really, you know, have to tip my hat to you, because there's a lot of people who we come across dealing with brand owners and people who are interested in starting a brand, and they're a little nervous to dive into this arena. What made you want to decide to go ahead and start your own brand?
Well, I mean, fashion has always been, you know, a passion of mine. I went to school for it, Berklee College in New York City. And I remember at my entry interview when sitting down with the guidance counselor, or the admissions counselor at that time, he asked what is it that I want to do. And I told him flat out, I was like, I should get paid to dress people. What happened is that last year I actually got married. And in the process of looking for someone to make the suits for my groomsmen and myself, it just dawned on me that, you know, this is something that I'm supposed to be doing. Like, this is what I'm destined to be doing, creating looks for people and putting them in clothes that I wanted to do. So I figure, why not make it my own rather than go to another company and suit out their likings or their fashions or their wares? I was like, why not just put my own stamp on it, because I am so passionate about it, and create my own brand.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Having that fashion background, I think that's really going to give you a level up over the competition. I'm also curious if you could kind of define for us bespoke clothing, and what makes something bespoke, and why is that something that every gentleman wants to think about trying at least once in their lifetime?
Well, the term bespoke comes from the word bespoke, so that your clothing is actually spoken for. So that means that the person who is actually creating the garment has, you know, complete creative control of what they are looking to create. So whether you like no cuffs, or you like fancy linings, or you don't like buttons on your shirts, or, you know, you don't like flaps in your jacket, that gives you the ability to be able to do that. Everything is custom made for the client's physique, their build. So nothing is ever too tight, or it doesn't fit, because everything is catered towards your size and your body type in particular.
Yeah, so it seems like whatever you get made will kind of fit you like a glove, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, we take into account your body measurements. We measure you from head to toe. Some people have longer arms, so usually they buy certain shirts and the sleeves are too short, so it makes them feel a little bit weird. With us, you don't have that problem, because, again, we take into account every single specific detail of your body. Whether if you are bottom heavy, if you have really slim legs, all of that is incorporated into the design, into the build of your garment.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, what you're saying, because, you know, everybody is shaped differently. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, to look your best, You know, it is nice to have that suit kind of tailored around your physique. That makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like me in particular, I'm kind of ill-proportioned. I have kind of like short, stocky legs. My torso is a little bit longer. My arms are a little bit bigger from my chest. So every time that I've gotten something, it's either tight in the arms or the chest is too big. I have a really small waist. So then it's like I need a tailor. Nothing comes for me the way that I want it to fit. So it just only made sense for me to actually go into this so that I can, you know, be in control of what I make and how it fits.
Yeah, I guess it comes back to you get what you pay for. You know, from what everyone understands, bespoke clothing is going to cost a little bit more than going to a large department store and grabbing something off the rack. What do you say to someone who has a slight objection to the price, saying it's a little bit too high?
Well, again, it's in a completely different process of I guess, owning clothing, because it's not necessarily, you're not going off the rack and you're just picking something out. The entire procedure is catered towards you. And you have that, like I said, that creative control. So everything that goes into your garment, you have ownership over. So you pretty much embed your DNA into the product rather than having to go buy something else that someone else thought of or someone else created. And then they provided that to you. But with us, it's a completely collaborative effort between the designer and the client. So you own what you wear. And I think there's no more, you can't take greater pride in something than that.
Yeah, that's a great way you put it. I think you would step out of the house with a whole nother level of confidence, I would say.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, let me ask you about the name Rex Bespoke. Where does that name come from?
Funny enough, my best friend, when we were younger, he always used to have like a nickname for me. And it was, initially he used to call me C-Rex. He used to call me Rex in his prime. And as we got older, it just shortened it to Rex. Recently, I was playing, I think, Words with Friends, and Rex was one of the words of the day. And the definition of Rex means king or reigning king, which is fittingly because my last name is Solomon. So it's really just King Solomon. So Rex, King's Bespoke Clothing.
Oh, that's an awesome story. Appreciate that. Great name, by the way. Really like that.
Thank you, man.
Right now, you said you guys are starting off with the suiting and I believe shirts and shoes, things like that. Now, what's the overall vision? Are you in a central location? Are you going to open a brick and mortar? Or will this be able to be purchased by somebody who's living, let's say, in Texas or California that wants a Rex Bespoke suit?
We would love for it to be a brand that's, you know, internationally and nationally known. So in the process, we're very much door-to-door services. So you don't necessarily have to leave your home if you have a meeting or if you're at a business dinner. We can meet you wherever you feel comfortable. Ultimately, the goal is to have a storefront. And then once we have a storefront, we have people to man that. The goal is to then venture out into other areas. We're thinking of then moving out to the DMV area as well as the Atlanta area. And I see that there's a big market also in Houston. So we want to venture out into areas where we feel that people who value the service that we provide so that they can have accessibility to us as well.
Yeah, that's nice. Those are some hot locations, definitely. And having a storefront like that, that'd be a great experience to walk in. I'm sure you guys would treat everybody, you know, like a king when they came through the door.
Yeah, most definitely. That's the end goal. We want to make sure, we want people to feel proud and excited about what they create. Because I know every time I sit with a client, I can see the twinkle in their eyes every time they're discussing or they're visualizing what their end product would look like. So that's something that I get excited about personally when sitting with people. So I know that if we are now able to meet with more people and, you know, give them the experience of that, it's something that you can definitely value and definitely hold on to and remember.
I like that. I can see that too, how excited it would be to be able to pick out your own fabrics, you know, the lining, the stitching, things like that. It's a whole nother suiting experience, isn't it?
Yeah, completely different. Completely different. I remember the first time that I measured one of my cousins, and I think I measured like his thigh, and he was like, whoa, I didn't even know that was a measurement before. And so simple things like that, like you realize that it is a completely different experience from just going to the rack and picking something up and purchasing it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Now, you mentioned you have a few partners, and I'm curious about that. You know, I'm in business myself, and I don't have the luxury of having partners, but I always wanted to. What's it been like working with people that are close to you doing something that you all believe in?
That is super powerful tool. It's a super, super powerful tool to have. What I've been told is that you take people who are naturally good at certain things and just put them in that position to excel in. So rather than teaching them a new skill set, no, just you focus on this because you're good. My best friend Jonathan, he is in, he's really good at marketing. He does a podcast himself, and so he's like on top of all, he's the head of a marketing team. My other best friend Kenny, who is a big time model, like he models, so he knows, he has a really good eye for, you know, detail and attention to those type of things, and know what, how to position the certain pose, or how to put that picture in certain ways so that you can get the right angle. And then my other friend Andrew, who is extremely stylish and a great people person, so he's in charge of the human relations part of everything. So the great part is that we all have our certain niche. We all bring a certain level of style and expertise to the brand, so that way we are able to excel and just focus on what we are willing to do. And it's a collaborative process and effort. When everyone is on the same exact page, it just forces the engine to move that much more smoother, and we're in, always in a position to move forward.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I mean, the way you described it, everybody has their own niche. That's got to be helpful. Putting your heads together, you're able to come up with some really great ideas and concepts, I'm sure. Now, where are you guys located right now? So if people are in the area, they can get in touch with you and be able to maybe have that twinkle in their eye that you talked about earlier.
Right now, we're stationed out of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, so we're easily accessible anywhere in the tri-state area. So if you reach us out to us, either our website, which is respectableclothing.com, we have a landing page there. You can book your consultation there, or you can just shoot us a DM on Instagram at respectableclothing, and we'll schedule a date. We'll come out to you. So at this point in time, the process is really easy for the customer. You don't necessarily have to travel anywhere. We're taking the time and the effort to come to you to give you the best customer experience possible.
Oh, that sounds good. So everybody in that tri-state area, get in touch. And man, you know what? I was just there a few months back, so I missed my opportunity to get with you, but my family is from that area, so I'll be traveling back. And next time I'm around, I'd like to get in touch and maybe see if I can have an opportunity to sample what you guys have to offer.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, definitely give us a shout out. We'll keep in touch and know exactly when we can meet up, and we'll get something done for you.
Yeah, appreciate that. Now, before you go, let me ask one last question. You know, a lot of times we ask entrepreneurs to give a bit of advice, and we get some of the same answers. So I'm going to ask something just a little bit different. What's been one of the surprises that you've come across since starting your own business and undertaking this task, really, of entrepreneurship?
One of the surprises, believe it or not, is just the outstanding amount of support that we've received from our immediate peers, our family members. I think that, to me, in this process, is just heartwarming. Knowing that people see that you have a dream and that you're willing to put yourself out there to do something, and they are, you know, just supportive of it 110%. That, to me, has been the greatest surprise and the greatest feeling that I've gotten from starting this venture. And it's really, really rewarding knowing that people trust and believe in what you're doing and want to see you succeed.
Man, that's amazing. That's got to be a great feeling for sure. And for myself, meeting people like you, it's really a pleasure to get a chance to hear your story, connect and talk, and then bring it to the audience. But I'm certainly hoping we can keep in touch in the future. And before we close out, one more time, tell them the website and also the social media so they can get in touch with you guys.
Sure. The website is www.rexbespokeclothing.com. Our Instagram name is at rexbespokeclothing on Instagram. We don't necessarily have a Twitter, but we are also on Facebook at rexbespokeclothing as well. We actually have a brand launch coming up on March 31st of this year. It's located at Clam Expressway in Brooklyn. So what we're going to be doing is called Wine, Cheese, and Trap. Come out, sample the fabrics, drink some wine, enjoy the music, and get to know the designers and the people behind the brand itself.
Sounds good. So everybody stay tuned. And if you're in that tri-state area, you know who to see when you need a bespoke suit. Thank you so much, Kali.
I greatly appreciate it, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the podcast. So glad you could tune in. Want to send a special thank you to our guest, Kali from Rex Bespoke. Man, he's got an awesome company going. I want everybody to jump on their website, check it out, especially if you're on the East Coast and you need something tailored made for a special occasion. This guy specializes in weddings and so much more. Definitely check them out. And thanks for your time coming on the show. Learned a lot. Also, special thank you to Dennis Styles, talking about the bandana / neckerchief. And man, am I a fan. Hopefully you are too. Get a chance, check out some of the styles that Dennis puts up on his Instagram page. And you can even see me rocking the neckerchief as well if you follow at The Life of a Gent. And last but not least, once more, special thank you to our expert when it comes to all things employment. Because a lot of us are working 9-to-5 jobs and we want to advance and find the right position for us or advance our career and make sure we're getting the most income we possibly can, you need a certified career coach. And we have one. Debrica dropped some serious knowledge talking about resume myths and how we should avoid certain things and definitely do certain things if we want our resume to end up in the right hands and not the waste paper bin. So thank you for that as well. If you enjoyed this information, do us a favor. Could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? You know, just leaving a rating will only take about 30 seconds of your time and really helps us to get this information out to other people who might have an interest as similar to yours and expand the reach of the show. We'd appreciate it. We'd also like to give an opportunity for you to give us some feedback. If you have a show idea, reach out to us at Gentleman's Podcast. Or if you would like to be featured on the show, reach out to us as well. It's a great way to interact, meet new friends, reach a whole new audience, and just have a good time talking about fashion, business, and lifestyle like we do every week here on The Life of a Gentleman. So if you liked what you heard, tune in next week, tell a friend, and let's keep this conversation going online. And guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and 4 accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.